Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Ladies and gentlemen, please take a moment to hear a word from Governor Ron DeSantis about the dangers of proposed Amendment 3.
Big weed corporations have spent $100 million to push Amendment 3. They wrote it to benefit themselves. You will not have the freedom to grow your own weed. You'll have to buy it from them. If their products get you sick, you can't sue them to make it right because they've given themselves total legal immunity. Amendment 3 isn't about freedom, it's about corporate greed, and it will authorize the use of marijuana in public places, restaurants, hotels, beaches, theme parks, endangering kids, and threatening tourism. Please vote no on Amendment 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question today, do you identify as garbage? Do you identify as garbage? You recall just a few years back when Trump was running his first election in 2016, it was Peter Stroke, the lying FBI official, that said he could go into Walmarts and smell Trump followers. Then Hillary Clinton said that Trump followers and supporters were a basket full of deplorables. And now the audacity, ladies and gentlemen, of Joe Biden said that Trump and Trump supporters are just garbage. So listen to what I think they are all saying. They're simply saying that we are a smelly basket full of deplorable garbage. Listen, Christians have been called, the conservatives have been called Christian nationalists. We've been called Hitler. We've been called Nazis and deplorables and smelly garbage. And I believe we need to stand up and let them smell us, see us, and know who we are, that we're not going to say we're going to sit down and allow you to destroy America. That's what this vote's about. This vote is about the longevity and the destiny of the United States of America. You remember just a few nights ago, days ago, in one of the Kamala Harris rallies, one young man stood up and said, Jesus Christ is Lord. Another one stood up and says, Christ is King. And Kamala Harris had him tossed out. Kamala Harris said, you're not welcome in this rally, perhaps the little rally down the street. In other words, she was kicking Jesus, any mention of Jesus, out of the rally. That's the mindset of the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats today. The mindset is that God has no place in the Capitol, as Jerry Nadler, the U.S. representative, said. But ladies and gentlemen, I am just going to quote what someone put on Facebook. If I'm not mistaken, it was Facebook. They said that one day Kamala Harris will have a very bad day, where she hears Jesus say to her, you're at the wrong rally. I don't know about you, but it's a pretty good pun on words based on what Kamala Harris herself has said. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a newsletter from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ chief counsel. says there's just been a massive development of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court temporarily blocked the Harris-Biden DOJ's attempt to allow illegal immigrants to vote, agreeing with the brief we just filed yesterday to defend the integrity of the election. Now Pennsylvania, a crucial battleground state that could determine the election, is refusing to reject illegal voters. This is the worst assault on our constitutional republic that I have ever seen. And we're going back to the Supreme Court tomorrow. The survival of our constitutional republic depends on election integrity, and we're mobilizing our legal team to fight back. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good indication. In fact, I believe the Supreme Court is supposed to hear a case, another case out of Michigan, out of Pennsylvania, another case out of Michigan, where there's an attempt across the nation to allow illegals to vote. In fact, just a couple of months back, based on some serious surveys that had been done, we were told that there's about 2 million illegal invaders that are registered to vote. And as one surveyor said, if just 10% of that 2 million vote, it could absolutely determine this election. So it's my prayer that we'll see some fast-acting Supreme Court decisions to halt the potentiality of allowing illegal voters to vote in this election. I am saddened to see any state in America, any county in America, that will think that somehow, some way, it is okay to have illegal immigrants, illegal invaders, to vote in this election and make a determination on the destiny of the United States of America. The Marxist media and the socialist, ladies and gentlemen, have the entire Communist Democratic Party simply want to destroy our constitutional republic. And may I say, they want to finish what they have called the Great Reset, as I stated earlier. I believe it's best translated socialism that they're wanting to do. They're wanting to do the reset. I'm looking at a headline, and it's from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham says this, and I commend this statement to you. Pray, vote, but put your hope in God. Our nation will hold the most consequential election in decades. Voters will go to the polls Tuesday, November the 5th, to cast their ballots for the next president of the United States, as well as for many crucial congressional, state, and local offices. The future of our nation is at stake. America has drifted far from the biblical values that once stood as our rock-solid foundation. In so many ways, we've turned our backs on God. And the results have been devastating. Progressive liberal thought and activism have so contaminated the mainstream of American life and American culture that once unthinkable abominations such as same-sex marriage, abortion on demand, transgender advocates have become dogma in one major party's platform. It goes further. Our dangerous plight reminds me of Isaiah's warning to the apostate Israel, which had abandoned allegiance to Almighty God and instead adopted the godless culture of surrounding nations. And Isaiah, he quotes Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Isaiah 5:20. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening today. We have, through the socialist Marxist media and the communist socialist agenda, where that which is right is called wrong, that which is wrong is called right. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, when I see some of the conservative legislators being interviewed by the Marxist media. And those conservative legislators will not be talked over, will not be talked down, will not be eviscerated by the communication, but will take a verbal stand for that which is good, that which is godly, that which is constitutional. This article goes on to say, "Be warned, if we continue down this rebellious path, our nation will reap the bitter fruit of blatant immorality that shakes its fist in the face of God. Remember, according to the scripture, we reap what we sow, more than we sow, later than we sow. And whoever sows to please the flesh will reap destruction." That's the statement in a different translation quoted by Franklin Graham from Galatians 6:8. And he finally says this: the Bible clearly teaches that governments are ordained of God to restrain evil and enable righteousness to flourish. Romans 3:13-4. That's why Christians should carefully pray and vote for the candidate that best aligns with and stands for biblical principles in our nation today. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not expecting Donald Trump to be a perfect person. I was eviscerated verbally recently by a gentleman that claimed he listens to this broadcast. If he's listening, call in. Postulate your argument for the listeners to hear, your illiterate argument. When in that argument, he claimed that, how can I as a Christian, how can I as a pastor, say that we're going to hold the hands of and vote for Donald J. Trump? He said, after all, he's an immoral man. After all, he's been married and divorced several times. After all, he uses profanity. After all, and he goes on with his litany. And I said, sir, have you ever sinned? He refused. He kept on talking. I said, sir, we're not looking for a sinless person. That was Jesus Christ. They crucified him. We're not looking for a sinless person. We're looking for a person with a spine that can lead America and protect our constitutional republic. And he continued. Finally, I just hung up on him. Simply put, I said, I believe you're simply a disgruntled communist socialist Democrat that's dissatisfied with what is being said on the daily broadcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's my position. I understand different people will have different understandings of what's important. But from a central biblicist worldview, from a Christian worldview, from a conservative worldview, we ought not to be confused at this point. We ought to understand what's ahead of us if we are not careful with this election. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, give a quote of what was stated by Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill said this so eloquently: socialism is the philosophy of failure, the greed of ignorance, the gospel of envy. The inherent virtue of socialism is that is in the equal sharing of miseries, end quote. I don't know if you understood that. I think it's worth repeating. A quote from Winston Churchill: socialism is the philosophy of failure, the greed of ignorance, the gospel of envy. The inherent virtue of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're battling good against evil, or evil against good. We're battling, it is a demonic battle in the nation today that we're battling in this election. We must stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We must not sit in silence. We must be the salt and light that God has called us to be. One writer put it this way: if we fail to be salt and light, we've been called to be what we've been called to be, we could clearly see America sink deeper into decay and darkness. And that's where we are today. We're on the very verge of that decay and darkness, lest we see what is happening and take a stand. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Have you voted? What questions do you have about the election ballot? What questions do you have in relationship to a question you may have asked that the listeners may need to understand that your call could help clarify that for them? I'm looking at a headline article. This headline article says, while it is true that we cannot save the country with a single election, the reality is we could very well lose our country in a single election. That's a sad, serious, dogmatic statement I believe that we need to understand today. Our constitutional republic is in the balance. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we need to recognize, God created government. Civil government was created by God, according to Romans chapter 13. Created by God as a servant of God. And if civil government fails to be a servant, recognizing their master, which is God himself, then they fail to recognize their responsibility to protect good and prosecute evil. They have reversed it in the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before that about 40 million Christians did not vote in 2020. We must not allow this to happen in this election. In just a moment, I'm going to go down a cadre of questions and asking you, what kind of America do you want? and I pray that it will make the statement that must be heard today. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I agree. I tell you, this is the most important election that's coming in our lifetime. I'm like you. I'm just a few birthdays short of 100. And I believe that these counties or the state, wherever they have decided to put those illegal ballots on for people to voting, they ought to be treated as a Benedict Arnolds, and things ought to be brought against them. If that's the enemies that Trump has that's trying to destroy our democracy and our government, then they're my enemy too. I think they need to be prosecuted.
Absolutely.
Can we get somebody to bring and put charges against them and put them in jail? They've been trying to do Trump for over 5 or 6 years. We need to put some of them in jail.
Absolutely, brother. You're spot on and right on target with what you're saying. But keep in mind, there are about seven states. They call them the battleground states, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, I think that's about covers it. But what's called the battleground states, and they're doing everything. In fact, back 1 year ago, March 1 year ago, the Democrats were bragging about the fact they had already put out over 1,100 attorneys to start watching everything in those counties where the votes need to count the most, where they put the attorneys out so that everything that the Democrats perceive to be punishable or questionable, they're to file suit so that their words, not mine, so that the election will not be decided on November the 5th, but days, weeks, and perhaps months later for the courts to decide. The socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats do not want the voters to decide. They want the courts to decide on who wins this election. That's the reason that we're going into the abyss today. It is Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona. Those are the battleground states. And we need to be very, very watchful and to see what is taking place. But listen, I'm very thankful that the Supreme Court quickly heard the case and they said, no, you can't, Pennsylvania, you cannot have the ballots counted of those that are illegals. Now, that was not Pennsylvania, that was in Virginia, where Virginia wanted to clean the rolls, and they said no. There's a conflicting law. 1993, a law went into effect that within 90 days, those rolls need to be cleaned. 2006, another law went into effect that uses the term of 30 days. So there's a conflict there, in my opinion, of whether it's 30 days or 90 days, but nevertheless, the court just ruled, Supreme Court ruled 6-3, that they could not, in Virginia, they could not count the 1,600-plus ballots of illegals, illegal invaders, that were wanting to cast the ballots that's on the rolls and need not have the opportunity to vote. So we need to very much to stand up, speak up, be heard, and allow our vote to count if we're going to save America. And listen, we can't save America. God can. But it's through human instrumentality that God uses to do his work. We're his hands. We're his feet. We're his, if you please, vote casters or the ballot casters in today's society. And we're citizens of two countries. One is this nation in which we're living in, and that place called heaven. And we need to be good citizens for both places that we hold citizenship as Christians. So, brother, thank you so much for your call. Keep praying. Keep looking up. Send a notice out to everybody in your contact list to vote. Vote Trump. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid that somebody get angry. Stand for that which God will have us stand for in these last hours. So thank you so much for your call. Amen. Absolutely, brother. You're right. God bless you.
Pray and vote.
Absolutely. I couldn't repeat that enough. God bless you for that. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
2 points. The first one, I am voting on Tuesday in person because I do not want the Democrats to learn how many votes the Republicans have before election day, because they will create that many extra votes plus a few more to be sure they win. So it is, in my opinion, better for everybody to vote in person on election day. That's my opinion.
Brother, that's a good thought. I had not considered that as potentiality. Let me ask you a question, Derby. Here in Duval County, I understand that most of, and I've not gone, I plan to go today, Lord willing, to vote. Might even roll it over because I've historically, just as you have historically said, I'm going to vote on election day, not election month or election week, but on election day. But I not consider the fact that the word can get out behind the scenes and don't think that it could not to let the Democrats know how many of what number of votes for Democrats versus Republicans. But answer my question if you know. I'm told that all of the election precincts use the electronic voting in Duval County, where it's a touch screen. But if you request it, they're obligated to give you a paper ballot for you to cast your ballot. Is that correct, or is that a misunderstanding I have?
I think you're correct there. What our supervisor of elections will not do is give you a receipt of your vote. They say you could take a picture of your ballot before you insert it in the tabulator. But there's no way to for you to later go back and say, okay, this ballot number 1345, I want to know how you counted my ballots. I should be able to do that the next after election day or any time. But no, they don't give you a receipt. Once you put it into a machine, it belongs to the government. To the supervisor of elections, because he says that voting is secret, should be secret. Well, it is not secret to me. So if I want a receipt, I should get it. There was
Derby, number one, that's a number one, that's a deceitful statement for any nation, for any state, any county, any municipality to say your ballot is secret. You go in, you give them your identification, your driver's license, you have a voter registration number, you have a ballot number. The ballot number goes with the voter registration number, and as a result of that, it is traceable anytime, any place in history, present, or past to know who voted, when they voted, how they voted, and who they voted for. So it's never been a secret ballot, as we've been made to believe for all of these years. It is behind the scenes where it can be traced down, tracked down, and understood. So we need to get over that, because it's not secret. It is known, and as you said, the high possibility, maybe even probability, that they will pass that word. And I understand in Duval County, and I pray that it's wrong, that we've had more Democrats vote so far than Republicans. So getting back to your point, how do they know that? Unless somebody's doing the behind-the-scenes tabulation and counting and looking at how we vote. That is the danger of it. So, Derby, it demands our prayer and our concentration on this effort to secure our ballot and to save America and to pray and ask God to intervene and give us another reprieve as he did in 2016. Derby, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. May we keep looking up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one more point.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Since this is such an important election, why isn't every single Republican elected official out campaigning and saying, we cannot afford 4 more years of fraud, the election was stolen, and we should know the election results at 12 p.m. on Tuesday? Why should we or anybody accept votes counted after 12 p.m. on Tuesday the 5th? They should refuse to accept any state. If you don't have it ready, you get nothing. Or give me the ones you have already counted, but don't create more after 12 p.m.
Derby, I'm in agreement with that, and I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but I believe it's the Attorney General or the head of the Elections Department in the state of Michigan just announced, don't expect us to have the tabulations for within the voting day, i.e. November the 5th, that it may be upward of 2 weeks before we count the votes. I think that ought to be, as you said, illegal. I think it ought to be on the basis as it was back when we had the paper ballot. You could vote. Everybody could vote 7 o'clock till 7 o'clock, and at 12 o'clock that night, everybody could sit up and listen to the news on radio, watch it on television, and know who won which elections. We need to get back to that. I don't know what it will take to do so, but we need to get back to that. And it's my prayer that if we can put Trump back in office, there can be some modification of our election rules and regulations that we need to understand. So, Derby, thank you so much. We need to keep praying. This is a serious election. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Terry on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, I am back again. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. It's amazing to me how Harris has to have all her groupies with her, like Biden. I mean, excuse me, not him. Obama and Clinton, they have to poke their noses in all her stuff and everything like that. I feel like they don't have any business up there being in her corner. And so it reminds me that Vance and Trump are like eagles. They soar alone with their followers, with their supporters, and where Harris and the other past has-beens are like roaches. So anyway, that's name calling.
Cherry, you're exactly right. We need to recognize, too, that Kamala Harris's husband has been heavily involved in a law firm that represents the Communist Chinese Party in America. We need to recognize that there is a motive operation that they're carrying out, and that is simply that Barack Hussein Obama, through Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, has seen his third term in office, and if she's elected, it'll be Obama's fourth term, because behind the scenes, it is the Obama administration that's ruling over what is said and done. So it demands our prayer, it demands our serious recognition, it demands our asking God to intervene. So Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is this. Do you want to preserve our freedom of speech? Do you want to continue to have religious liberties? Do you want to keep our right to keep and bear arms? Do you want to prevent the LGBTQ organization destroying our children? Do you want to seal our borders and preserve our sovereignty and security? Do you want to prevent national legalized murder, calling it a woman's right to health care? Do you want to have classroom education where academics, not indoctrination and weaponization of our children? Do you want to stand with Israel and receive God's blessing, or go against Israel and receive God's cursings against America? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the options that we have. And that option simply answers the question, then, how are we going to vote? I'm looking at a notice that it says, and I've read it before, if we fail to be salt and light we've been called to be, we could clearly see America sink deeper into decay and darkness. So, ladies and gentlemen, vote, and I commend to you the man that I believe God can use to preserve America, and that's Donald J. Trump. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
WTRJ-FM, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston. Listener supported. The Truth.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
This is Roger with The Truth Radio, and we're sending Bible.